Thaksin Shinawat said Monday that he is in Britain and that he will not return to Thailand to meet bail conditions imposed by judges hearing corruption charges. In a handwritten statement faxed to Thai television stations, the former prime minister said political interference would prevent him from getting a fair trial. Mr. Thaksin says he and his wife will stay in Britain. He also says that the corruption charges against them are politically motivated. Thaksin and his wife, Pojaman, were in Beijing until Sunday for the opening of the Olympics. The court had granted them permission to travel. Mrs. Pojaman was convicted last month of tax evasion and released on bail. They both were scheduled to appear before the Supreme Court on Monday to face other charges. Mr. Thaksin is involved in three other court cases and a number of investigations that may lead to charges. He denies any wrongdoing by his family. Some political analysts think his decision to flee may have been motivated by the prospect of seeing his wife face prison, but it is unclear whether it will end the political acrimony and stalemate that has dogged the government and stock market for the past 3 years. Professor Thitinan Pongsudhirak is an expert on Thai politics at Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University.
It's doubtful. It depends on whether Thaksin's opponents, who have ousted him and who have now put down the Thaksin challenge, are willing to adopt some of his agenda. If they're willing to bridge Thailand's social divide by income redistribution, restructure the economy, reform the bureaucracy, some of the good things that he did, notwithstanding the corruption allegations, then if they adopt those measures and try to move Thailand forward into the 21st century, then we could see a reconciliation and some kind of a unity that can allow us to move on. Otherwise, the crisis will fester.
Mr. Thaksin, a billionaire businessman, is a controversial figure in Thai politics. He has strong support among working class and rural voters. However, many in Thailand's upper classes accused him of being corrupt and dictatorial. The military forced him into exile in 2006 after months of massive protests against his government. Last year, however, his political allies in the People's Power Party won national elections. He returned to the country in March. Since May, however, Bangkok has again seen daily protest rallies sparked by the People's Power Party's moves to amend the constitution. Aaron Goodman for VOA News, Bangkok.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。